Blog Talk Radio.
Point that fucking finger up your ass. Why does everything with us have something to do with something in the butt?
That's how we roll.
Yeah, that's about right. Welcome, Mick, to the show. I am the tentative host today. I believe Mike is working, and Christy is busy tending to the children folk.
That's BS. I don't believe that. I'm working too, actually, technically. Although not at this very second.
Yeah. I'm always on call myself, so technically. I could do a deal right now. Are you at work? What do you work at anyway?
I work for an oil company. So right now I'm doing dispatching and all that fun stuff.
Oh my God, so you're the reason why the environment is being destroyed.
No. I'm the reason everybody gets to work in the morning because my stations have enough gas for you all to go get at the stations.
Oh, so you're the reason why we're getting to where we're going.
Exactly.
And destroying the earth as we do it.
Well, you know.
All right. No. I wanted to clarify. Wanted to get that clear. I had no idea you were doing that these days.
Yes, sir.
I posted on the show as tentatively to talk a little bit about what happened in Orlando, which I just woke up to find out today. I guess that was just last night.
Yeah, it was last night, I believe.
Someone shot up.
This is a crazy week, by the way, because I thought there were like, I feel like there was like three or four different things we were going to talk about, and then this happened last night. So, yeah.
Yeah, that just like takes away the focus.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, it was some guy that called 911 before he shot up a place dedicating his allegiance to ISIS and shot up the place, but I believe he was American born. I'm not sure.
I think
so. What are the details? Yeah, I mean, really, my point was, you know, another, yet again, AR-15. It's a machine gun. I understand it's a constitutional right to bear arms, but I don't know if we need a killing machine gun out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. So we're getting to the point. I mean, this guy got his gun legally. There was, you know, it's not like he fucking... I mean, he had the right to buy it, and he did so legally. But, yeah, we're at the point now where, I mean, we got to do something about these gun control laws. Like, this is just ridiculous.
So I don't know if you remember. There used to be I'll look it up now. Was it the Brady Law? Do you remember something like that? He was shot
with
Reagan.
I don't recall offhand.
Who was shot with Reagan? He was put in a wheelchair.
Oh, I think it might have been, yeah.
Reagan. Reagan. No. Wrong. So, I mean, throughout the 90s, there was, a fair amount of gun control. But that law had a time limit, and it expired, and it wasn't renewed.
It wasn't renewed, yeah.
And I wanted to just go to find out a little more about that. But it's not like we didn't have restrictions in place prior.
Right.
You know, previously.
True.
And,
true.
You know, everything was okay. And it's not like the government came and knocked down your door. Well, other than
right.
It already does anyway. you know, it's not like they were taking your civil liberties away. By force, at least, you know, they pass laws all the time. You're curtailing what you can do, can and can't do. But,
right.
You know, we definitely had things in place to stop things being completely unabated.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the exact answer is, but it just seems like, I mean, we have laws in place and everything like that. We have restrictions, but at the same time, I feel like this is becoming more and more of an issue. Now, I mean, you know, maybe some of it, a slight percentage, is due to the fact that we're just, you know, instantaneous with the news these days. We just get, you know, worldwide news in the blink of an eye. But I mean, it feels like, you know, we've had the record broken for, you know, mass killings. We feel like we've broken that record, but, you know, time and time again over the past few years. It just seems like it's getting
yeah.
It's just getting out of control. Was it like 50 casualties last night? Like, from one guy. It wasn't even like there was like a group. It wasn't even like a group of people storming in. It was fucking one guy.
Yeah, I don't know the details. I wonder what the scenario was where he can just march in and do that. But that's, you know, pretty fucking crazy.
But, I mean, and, you know, I mean, it's just scary. But, you know, between this guy and, you know, even going back a few years to the Virginia Tech situation, you know, there's all these – there's so much – you know, there's access to, you know, anywhere you go with a group of people, you know, I don't want to say you have to worry every time you go out for a drink, but we're at the point now where who the hell knows?
It is,
I mean,
though.
You know? Yeah, I mean, these
people
are just –
at a bar just having a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
Chilling. And yeah, actually in Tel Aviv, some similar happened, you know, a lot smaller scale, but in Israel, some people were just having, I saw the video, which is fucking horrific. People were just having like brunch and two dudes, you know, pull out guns and killed, I believe, 5 or 6 people. And as much as I'm sympathetic to, you know, a lot of bad shit happens to Palestinians and they're, you know, definitely at the, yeah, have a boot on their heads. It's just definitely not the way to, you know, handle it is to go and shoot someone in the back of the head while they're fucking about to put something into their mouth, you know, just having brunch.
Right, right.
It's cowardly.
School killings, you know, think about being a fucking kid at school and all of a sudden some crazy person is coming and blowing people away. Like, it's just...
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
It's scary, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. going to have a kid in the near future, and he could be out just partying, and some fucking dickhead can just, you know.
Right. It's not even, you know, it's the kind of thing where there's so many things that, you know, you can do to help, you know, steer your kid in the right direction and make sure they stay out of trouble and that sort of thing. But when it comes to situations like this, it's just wrong place, wrong time, and then you're dead. Like, it's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, short of military training, and even then, you know, unexpected shit is unexpected.
Of course. And, like, what happened last night, you know, you're out at a club, you know, even if you had, like, the military training, and at that moment, yeah, what do you think, you know, your mind is completely in another place, you know, you're having a good time, hanging out with friends, whatever, and then this happens. I mean, you know, it's sad, but I mean, luckily a lot of people got out, but I mean, 50 people, that's crazy.
50 fucking people, man.
I just don't know what the answer is. I mean, at this point, you know, obviously, you know, like I said, these people got their, this guy got his gun legally. So,
yeah.
Obviously, something's not right with the system, but I can't tell you personally what the fix is. I mean, you know, it's very easy to say we need stricter laws, but what exactly does that mean? And then, you know, what are the ramifications of that as far as the 99% of legal gun owners who aren't crazy and, you know, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, just I try to feel like machine guns should be off the table. You know, it shouldn't really be a thing, you know. I think it should be taken off the table.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely would be a place to start with. Yeah, the automatic weapons are something that, what purpose are they serving other than to cause mass destruction? You know, if you're getting a hunting rifle, that's one thing. But, yeah, like you said, a fucking automatic shotgun. I mean, that's not exactly,
it's just not necessary. There's one purpose,
right,
and it's to do exactly what Homeboy did last night.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I'm sure the conversation is going to steer to, I mean, again, I don't know his racial background or religious background, but, you know, he called 911 saying, you know, that he was, had an affinity for ISIS. So there's the religion aspect all over again, which is,
And that's another part of it too. It's so easy to say, well, you know, these Islamic people, but, you know, again, 99% of Islamic people are normal and they're not fucking terrorists. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm sure I haven't heard anything specific yet, but I'm sure Trump and his followers are running wild with this story today. But it's not that easy. You can't just say, this guy was a legal, you know, citizen and had a legal gun purchase, and he's still a fucking maniac who killed 50 people for no reason. Like,
yeah, whatever the motives are, the things that enabled him were in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and anyone for any fanatical reason could have easily been just that he was a gay basher, you know, and,
right,
you know, right wing boring Christian wanted to kill people.
Yep. Exactly.
Could have done it.
And that's the thing. It's all going to be about the agenda at this point, because now, you know,
the
crazy fanatical Republicans are gonna say he was crazy Islamic Muslim terrorist, and then, you know, they're going to push that side of it. But, yeah, you could be right. It could have nothing to do with that. You know, maybe he just hated gay people, which, you know, is on the other side of the spectrum, is, you know, gay rights and everything. And obviously this has, you know, there's nothing in place as far as, you know, rights go. He could have killed 50 people at a straight bar and it still would have been just as bad. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And I'm just like, it's, you know, if nothing was going to change after Sandy Hook, or innocent babies got fucking shredded away, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm just trying to think about it, and, you know, like, it's like, it's such a muddled debate. But essentially, why, you know, if something is such an issue and can't be changed, it's for a reason. And, you know, my opinion, at least, is that, or take on it, is that there's money to be made with, you know, with all these gun trades.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, powerful gun industry, you know, legitimized arms dealers.
Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, they unload to, you know, like Lord of War, reselling to African countries. You know, these people don't have to. You know, they sell right here.
Right.
They're making millions of dollars a year.
Yeah, so it's definitely not going to be as easy as, you know, it's not going to be that easy to put even tighter restrictions on the gun laws. Yeah, because it's going to be lobbyists and everything else that are going to push the other way.
I don't understand how lobbying isn't a highly restricted or regulated industry as well. There should be a sweeping bill to curtail a lot of that shit. And they hide behind freedom of speech, but there's, you know, freedom of speech, and there's, you know, unjust or unfair influence as well. So,
right, for sure.
You know, like these, you know, like meetings and lunches and shit like that should be, you know, tracked and logged and publicized.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that way people, there would be transparency and accountability, absolutely. But, you know, everybody has their self-serving, you know, agendas and everything else.
Exactly.
And then shit like this happens, and we're, you know, I feel like we're back to square one. Like, you know, like you mentioned the Sandy Hook thing, like these things, I just feel like it's happening more and more. But, yeah, but, like, you know, what's the difference between, you know, a lot of people are going to jump on the anti-Islam, anti-Muslim bandwagon because of this guy, but, you know, what the guy from Sandy Hook did was the same thing. You know what I mean? Essentially, it's,
you know,
killing mass people for no fucking reason. So, but, you know, like I said, you know, there's crazy Islamic people, and there's crazy Christian people, and there's crazy, you know, you know, everybody has
crazy.
Their own. Right. So it's not a, to me, it's not a, you know, obviously ISIS is a threat, but at the same time, it's not like the rest of us are all like, you know, minding our P's and Q's 100% of the time and being perfect citizens. So I just don't know.
That's exactly right.
You know, Brock Turner is not a Muslim, from what I can tell.
I know. Mike put a great post about that whole thing.
He did.
Enabled me to read the letter that the victim wrote to this fucking turd.
Piece of shit, yeah.
Turd. I heard a report or something on the radio where, like, the boyfriend of the girl says, like, that the girl's, like, you know, just locks herself in the bathroom to hide away. Like, you know, just terrible shit.
I'm sure she's fucking traumatized for life. Like, I couldn't even imagine. I just, it's horrible.
Yeah. And what's terrible, if I remember reading correctly, like, she figured that somehow, when maybe naively so, that their family would want to, like, settle it. I mean, I don't know exactly what that would have been like or what she meant by that, but...
What I gathered is that once they were talking about going to trial, I think she thought that since it was a pretty, you know, cut-and-dry case, that you know, he'd make some sort of plea agreement or what have you. But I guess from what I gathered is that once they found out, you know, once he and his family and his lawyer found out that she couldn't remember what had happened,
yeah.
then it kind of became, well, let's take this to trial, and it'll basically be, you know, his word against hers.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously
right.
his story is complete bullshit, because now that they know she couldn't remember, then all of a sudden it was, oh, well, I asked her if this was okay, and she said yes, because she technically can't dispute that because she doesn't remember anything. So he just, you know, went on this whole thing about how everything was consensual and blah, 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 which is complete nonsense. But at that point, it's just, you know, his word against hers, as opposed to, because there's no, you know, factual evidence, because she doesn't remember, so he can make up whatever he wants, and, you know, they're just hoping to take another word.
I don't know how that excuses, you know, her being passed out and him assaulting her and him being caught by some people, you know, and them chasing him down, you know what I mean? Like, where do those witnesses that saw it happening, you know, not come into play? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, because that's what I was trying to figure out too, is when I was, you know, reading the letter and reading about the story, and she said she hadn't, like, met them or thanked them or anything. It seemed odd that they were never made to testify.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how that, you know, didn't come to fruition. Yeah.
No, well, I'm sure they were involved, but I'm just wondering how they could explain it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, she consented, but, you know, once he was confronted by some people, and like, they say, hey, what are you doing? You know, why would he run? You know what I mean? He's like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
That's
like
what
that.
I'm doing. We're fucking over here. You know what I
mean? Right. Yeah, obviously.
Come on.
If it's consensual and everything's, you know, hunky-dory, then, yeah, you're not going to turn around and get up and run away. You're going to finish doing what you're doing and tell them to fuck off.
Fuck you. I'm fucking with you.
Seriously.
What do you think I'm doing? Right. But if you're raping, then it's like, oh, let me get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit. I'm getting, yeah.
Someone caught me fucking raping somebody.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah, it's just saddening. And like 6 months, man. Like, that's unbelievable. It's
yeah.
Free pass. What are you gonna
do? I don't know.
Did you go to
it's
the
ridiculous.
Puerto Rican
like, I don't. I did not.
You missed it,
did
buddy.
You?
I didn't either. But no, of course not. I haven't been in quite a while. But today was the Puerto Rican Day. Puerto Rican Day.
Yes, I was aware. Yeah, I did not watch any of it.
Which essentially means that Puerto Ricans who are loud and obnoxious normally are encouraged to be fairly loud.
They step it up a notch, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, oh, we're, you know, we could do this in the street today. No, I didn't go. Of course, a lot of cars were covered in Puerto Rican flags.
Right.
But no, I didn't have to work.
You know, it's funny, now that I think about it, I think I don't know how many Puerto Ricans are in my neighborhood these days. Like, it's funny living here. It's so different. I feel like I'm living in a more typical white suburban neighborhood. I mean, there's definitely. It's funny because when I first moved here, people were like, I live in New London. They're like, oh, New London, that's ghetto. And I first came here and I was like, this is not, I mean, there are definitely ghetto parts. Like, if you go to the other, you know, side of New London, it's definitely got some hood in it. But it's just so funny the different lifestyle people live up here. Like, they all, like, go to see the boats and go play lacrosse and do all this shit, and I'm like,
really?
Yeah, this is not the ghetto. Like, this is, I mean, like,
wow.
I said, there's pockets, but it's not, certainly not Mount Vernon, let's put it that way.
Polo.
Yeah, so
polo.
I don't, yeah, we probably, well, it's funny, because my bosses used to row in college, and I'm like, that's like at least three levels of white past what I'm used to.
Row, Jesus Christ. Tennis,
yeah.
I on the weekends and what else?
So yeah, so I don't know how many Puerto Ricans are out in New London today. There's probably a few, but it's probably not like New York, that's for sure.
Yeah, I haven't been in quite a while. Last time I went was probably like 5 years ago. And when I had the business and I was promoting for it, we got into the parade and I got to hand out on that flyers. But
nice.
Not my scene. Never quite was. I guess I was a bad Puerto Rican in that regard.
I'm sure it's not the way it was. Were there any sexual assaulting of pastel girls in the parade?
No, not this year.
Okay.
There have been in the past. There was an incident 10 years ago where they were
I do recall
grabbing
that.
Girls.
I was going to say there's some handy guys. Yeah.
Which was so terrible because on the news there was two guys that had like my mom's last name, they had my dad's last name. I was like, holy shit, like fucking embarrassing.
Seriously.
Like savages.
But going back to that Brock guy real quick the whole white privilege thing, it's funny because growing up in a place that is far from the typical white neighborhood, I never really I feel like I never experienced white privilege. Maybe I have and I just am not aware of it. But for the most part, I'm like, this doesn't apply to me. This is not that it's made up. I'm sure it exists, but it's not what I know. But then when you see something like this where this fucking guy, basically rapes this unconscious girl, it hardly gets even brought up. I mean, Jesus, happened, 18 months ago, and hardly anybody had heard of it up until a week and a half ago. And the whole, the whole perpetration of, they wouldn't show his mugshot, and they keep showing his, smiling in a suit and all this bullshit, and then the judge talking about, his swimming times and stuff like that, and it's like, it just makes me feel like dirty on so many levels. I'm like, oh, this is why people hate us. Like, this is ridiculous.
Like, so that's like such blatant shit, though. I mean, it's like you could do like a study of how framing in media occurs. Like on this one guy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean it's terrible.
People have brought that up. Like, why bring up his swim times? How does that apply?
What does that have to do with?
That has no purpose but to take away from,
to basically say, like, oh, well, he's not that bad. Like, look at his good quality. But, at that point, all your good qualities go out the window. Whatever good qualities you had are null and void if you're fucking raping an unconscious girl behind a dumpster. Like, you have no good qualities at that point. It's just so odd. They show the memes of, the picture of him and the picture of Trayvon Martin. And he's sitting there wearing a hood looking, thuggish, and he's sitting there, and Brock is sitting there smiling in a suit. And it's like, but, I mean, that happened. I don't know what, and I don't even know who that serves. Like, at what point, why perpetrate that by, that the media in general? But I don't know whose purpose that serves to make him look like an upstanding young man at that point. I just don't understand it.
No. Yeah, that reminds me, I don't know if we had talked about how George Zimmerman had listed his gun for sale, the one that he used to murder Trayvon Martin. So I guess the first week, the first day, it got took it out of control, and they made it, the listing, they pushed the price up to something ridiculous, like $5 or $6 million, which was it wasn't going to get.
Right, right.
But I know he had it up again with like a different, you know, gun firm or whatever to sell it. But I don't know what whatever happened to that and what it sold for. Just so vile.
I think
I want to say
it sold for like six. I want to say it's also like $100,000 or something ridiculous.
Yeah, that's sort of. I remember being relisted at like $100,000, and that they were expecting, you know, or they were expecting $100,000. Yeah. But just the way he spun the description, saying, you know, this is the, you know, the piece that I used to defend myself, and
right,
you know, a lot of rah rah bullshit. You know, the violent attack from this individual, like, you know, just like, that's fucking crazy to me. Like, you know, saying that Trayvon Martin, the savage attack by Trayvon Martin on my person,
he,
you know, when he instigated everything.
Even if that was the case, yeah, I would say even if that was the case, why are you trying to fucking make a profit off it? Like, you should, if that was such a traumatic event for you, you should want no reminders and no, you know, mention of it, and just take the gun and fucking throw it in a river and be done with it. And no, this fucking piece of shit is looking to like
scumbag
capitalize on every last possible thing he can about this. He's so awful.
He's terrible. And I guess somebody was trying to take him out. Like, I didn't realize that there was a dude that he had an altercation with that, like, shot at him. And the guy's a bit of a fucking nut himself. And I think he's in jail now for attempted murder of George Zimmerman. That was, like, some Florida guy. And they got into it. I don't know how he didn't just fucking shoot his brains out and fucking be done with it, but...
Seriously?
Yeah, how that guy walks the street and someone hasn't... sure, at some point.
Yeah, I feel like if you're getting into multiple gunshot altercations with your neighborhoods and surrounding people, you probably have some issues. You're probably not a good guy.
Yeah. So someday, I feel like someone's gonna have to.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. How come
tragic,
he wasn't at Hack Club last night?
You know what I mean? People having a good time in this fucking dick.
I gotta taking out the wrong people, man. Taking out kids, taking out people at a club, like, take out some of these scumbags.
I want to be cop.
Just don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know. You know, you feel like you want to go do something, you know, support some, you know, some group that's going to make a difference. At the same time, you're fucking busy working your bullshit job, doing what you have to do just to fucking keep the lights on, you know, to keep some fucking milk in the fridge and, you know, it's just, all your focus is just getting day to day.
Right.
You know, forget about trying to fucking help society along.
I know. It sucks getting old. Because, yeah, you lose sight of things like that, and you just, for me personally, I just feel like I have no energy to for stuff like that anymore. But, yeah, like you said, I'm so caught in, like, the grind and the day to day that all of a sudden.
Yeah, you wind up, and you find yourself doing bullshit just to fucking entertain your mind, that to get away from it all. You know, you fucking play a game or watch a game or you know, something. You know, go on Facebook, and just because you hear so much fucking shit going on, so many people getting blasted away, and you know, the last thing you want to do is dedicate your life to, you know, to a cause that's difficult that people are gonna, you know, just fucking give you shit for anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was gonna say either that, or they're gonna brush it off to the side after a couple of days, because then the next issue comes up or the next story comes up, and then it's just it's like forgotten more or less.
Yeah, your attention span is
pulled away to something else.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's rough.
I don't know. I wonder if things are getting better and we just want it to go quicker, or things are... Maybe we should divide this country up, man. Why? I think it might be too big. Maybe the South should secede.
You're going back to
a
secession, yeah.
You know, maybe like-minded areas should stick together and be their own little thing and do their own thing, and the racist South could stay the racist South.
I don't even know who the like-minded people are, though, for the most part anymore, though. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I know more people who are liberal and I guess would lean towards Democratic, but I also know people who are the other way, and I mean, I don't. It's hard. It's funny now that you mentioned like the whole Facebook thing, because I feel like, you know, a few years ago we might not have known how everybody feels about everything. You know what I mean? Like I'm thinking about a couple of guys who I know who are like super conservative and pro Trump and all this stuff, which I think is insane. But you know, I've hung out with these guys, you know, 5-10 years ago, and you know, not exactly, you know, my kind of people, but certainly got along with them well, and you know, I met them through a friend, and you know, they seem like good guys, and you know, for the most part, they are good guys. I mean, you know, but it's just weird to think that like a lot of this stuff didn't really come up before social media, and now I feel like we know what everybody's stance is on everything, and it's like it's a little strange because I feel like it's a lot more information out there than I want to know about sometimes. Like it's just a little uncomfortable at times.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's stuff that only comes up when you bring it up.
Right.
In the real world, as opposed to just people, you know, chiming in on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always kind of sad to see someone that you've known for years, or maybe even, you know, from childhood, and them just be completely ignorant. And you're like, what happened that long ago?
Right, but exactly, yeah, you know somebody from, you know, 20, I mean, listen, we're almost 40 at this point. There are people we've known for 30 years or so, and it's like crazy to think. But yeah, you got like childhood friends, you hang out, and you know, oh, I miss that guy, let me see what he's up to. And then you read these crazy rants on Facebook, and you're like, oh, he's crazy now, okay.
He supports a fucking guy who's a failed businessman.
Right.
For president. Like, really? Like, like how easily, you know, brainwashed are you that you fervently support someone like that? I don't know. Hardcore.
It is very hot. You know, at the same time, I just don't know. I mean, I personally don't like Hillary either, so I'm just like...
Not at all, man. Not at all. That lady's a fucking scumbag. She's a snake in the grass.
Yeah, for sure.
She's gross. Absolutely gross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like... I'm trying to think, like... I'd rather... You know, the George Bush Kerry election to this, you know, like,
right.
I think either one of those were you know, better candidates to pick from. You know, like, I can't believe that Donald Trump is in the picture that the Bushes seem like.
Right.
You know, at least they have experience running the world. You know, in an evil direction, you know, like.
But it's something, yeah. It's funny because I was talking to my girlfriend about this before, and she goes, I forget who she was talking about it, but she mentioned something like, if we were given the option, for as much issue as we have with some of the, you know, policies and everything that Obama has put in place in his administration, if you had the option between picking Trump, Hillary, or Obama for a third term, wouldn't most people pick Obama at this point?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I mean, and
yeah.
he's not without his flaws, but it's just, I think it just speaks to how much of a clusterfuck this is going to be between the two of them.
Yeah. Sucks, man. I was trying to see if Bernie Sanders could make some waves, but
I know,
very pissed off that
gotta get those super delegates turned around.
Yeah, the night before the last big round of elections, the media, you know, decides, you know, exactly the night before to say that, you know, she's the presumptive. You know what I mean? Like, up until that point, everybody, you know, made their stance clear that they were going for Hillary Clinton. So why on the eve of the last big election cycle present that as such a big announcement?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to take away focus. You know,
yeah,
from,
at this point,
from the last
part. Yeah, right. And it's definitely one of those things, you know, and with all these stories that we've talked about today, it's like, what is the media's agenda? Like, what are they... I don't know why they can't just be objective and just present facts. Why is it always some kind of, like, slant? Or, like...
Yeah, some hidden...
Right.
Some kind of crafting and
yeah, like,
framing.
There's no reason to mention that. You know, people can read. People can see what the numbers are and what they were pointing towards, but there's no reason, like you said, on the day before to be like, hey, everybody, it looks like we have Clinton as a presumptive candidate. And, you know, I just don't know.
Yeah, that's retarded, man. But hopefully he runs as an independent afterwards. And I wonder, I don't know. I don't know if that would put Donald Trump into office, though.
Yeah, I know. It's very hard because, yeah, if you have the people who are breaking off, and, yeah, if it's one of those things where, you know, not certainly by popular vote, but just in a general sense, if Bernie takes enough votes away from Hillary and ends up putting in Trump, then who are we really hurting here?
But ourselves. So, yeah, it's terrible, man. Like,
not a good situation.
Worst of two evils.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's like someone who's going to fuck you in the butt or fuck you in the mouth.
Right.
Yeah, aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to make you gag on their dick or just ram out your butt. It's really just a preference of what you'd rather not.
Yeah, how you like taking it. Yeah. Well, it's been an uplifting show, my friend.
Yeah, man. It's, we have, you know, very, very positive outlook coming out. You know, the future of ours is going to be great.
Oh yeah.
We can't
lose all hope, especially you and your situation. We gotta keep chugging. Hopefully things get better by the time your kid is our age.
I wonder. I wonder, but neither here nor there.
Yep.
Just
do what we can. Yes, sir.
Wondering if the time left. We've been on the call for 45 minutes.
Yeah, we're probably gonna get cut off any second now. So in case we do get cut off, it was good. It was good speaking with you. No offense to Mike and Christy, but it's good to have a nice discussion with you. Miss you, buddy.
Absolutely, my man. Yeah, man. I haven't talked to just you in a long time.
True.
All right, my brother. Be good, and
you too.
I'll talk to you next week, man. Keep your head up.
Sounds good, man. You too. Take care.
All right, brother. Be good.
All right.
Bye.